Welcome back. Well, with menu items like Fussy Hussy and One Night Stand, our next guest is a fast casual restaurateur who knows how to get your attention before the food ever hits the table. Joining us as part of Black History Month series is our next guest, Pinky Cole, vegan restaurateur, along with Yale Finance's Brooke DePalma. Thank you both for being here. Pinky, so you've got a few locations in the Atlanta area serving vegan food. First of all, tell everyone the name of your restaurant, because I think it's amazing. It's something that when you hear, you definitely won't forget. And then why vegan and why Atlanta? Because the two things don't necessarily conjure up something that would come together, but you made it work and community came behind you.
Well, first of all, hopefully I can say this on TV, but it's called Slutty Vegan. And unless you've been living under a rock, Slutty Vegan is a 100% plant-based burger joint that started in 2018 and became a worldwide phenomenon. We have locations in Atlanta, but we literally help people to reimagine food. You know, when you think about starting a vegan concept in the heart of the South in Atlanta, it's typically unheard of in this capacity. But what I was able to do was craft an experience around community and people and food that made me have lines down the block for the last 4 years. And it's been an amazing roller coaster ride. We create ecosystems around people and provide opportunity for people. And they get to have a good time while eating good food at the same time.
Pinky, now historically, it's quite hard for women of color to get funding to start, you know, their endeavors like you did. Now, you did self-fund the first location of Slutty Vegan, but for many Black women, the average seed round for Black team entrepreneurs in 2020 was $125,000. Now, that's far less from the national average of $2.5 million. There's a huge gap there. What do you think needs to be done in order to close that gap?
I think that I myself, I am being a change that I wish to see. You know, once upon a time, Black women especially weren't even considered for opportunities to get an injection of capital. But now with everything that's happening in the world, we are finally getting our due and our recognition. And I'm showing people that as long as you continue to rise up and you have a valuable business that's sustainable and you have a really good model that people want to be a part of, you will get the money. And that does not have anything to do with color. Because at the end of the day, if you have something that's viable, that's successful, people are going to want to attach themselves to you. So here I am as a successful Black woman, a recipient of an injection of capital that's coming up. And I can honestly guarantee you that I'm not getting the money just because I'm a Black woman that needed an opportunity. I'm getting the money because I created a damn good business that people know, love, and respect, and they want to see it win in a major way.
More power to you there. I want to talk to you about your Pinky Cole Foundation. Why did you decide to come up with it? And then what are some of the obstacles that you faced?
So I started the foundation in 2019, and it was really a way to formalize me giving up my money because I love to help people, and I get that from my mom. But I help to bridge the generational wealth gap. And it's not just about food. It's about mind, body, and spirit. So we've done so much through the foundation. I've partnered with the Department of Juvenile Justice to provide jobs for second chance juveniles. I partnered with Impossible Foods and Jermaine Dupri to get people excited about the last voting election that just happened. And I think that we played a really big part in turning Georgia blue. I've also contributed in donating, paying the rents for 30 college students in Atlanta so that they can walk across the stage. I've paid the rents for local businesses in Atlanta. I've given out thousands of pounds of fruits and vegetables. And most recently, my partner and I, Derek Hayes, we are now providing 25,000 Black men in Atlanta with life insurance that they do not have to pay for. We're footing the bill. We partner with Prudential Life Insurance to make sure that men in Atlanta have life insurance so that they can learn about financial literacy, mental health, and all the good stuff that we really don't talk about in our community. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is and really doing the work. And it's at the core of who we are as an organization. And that's a part of the reason why Slutty Vegan is still successful.
And Pinky, what you're doing is absolutely incredible, but you started with a mission just to get plant-based protein more noticed, more mainstream. And so when we spoke to you back in May, you said it may take 10 years for the majority of America to try plant-based options. Do you think it'll still take 10 years?
No, I take that back. I think with the trajectory that we're moving in right now, we have a really good opportunity to get more people excited. And what does that take to happen? It takes us infusing the business into the culture and entertainment. It makes sense to make sure that people are aware and helping to open up their consciousness with opening up more slutty vegans. I believe that we are in a progressive space in America now where people want to live better, mind, body, and spirit. And if we could start with the food element to help people to reimagine food, I honestly believe that it can take 5 years or less.
All right. Thank you so much for that. I've got to tell you, I was researching this story last night and I was telling Brooke, I need one of those locations in my neighborhood because I wanted one so bad. Pinky Cole. In Manhattan on the Upper East Side. So plan on one there, please. Can't wait to try it. We will leave it there. We will leave it there for right now. Pinky Cole, vegan restaurateur. I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but everyone knows it now. We all know what it is. Thank you so much for your time along with Brooke DePalma.